The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid, hour number two. You could hear by Joe in the background that obviously things aren't going well for him. We got four game sixes in the Stanley Cup playoffs, two game sixes in the NBA playoffs, a couple of baseball games, including two late night ones that are going to start in about 40 minutes. Great day at the golf. Scotty Scheffler, first round leader, 12-1. Rare I play the chalk in the first round leader, but this was the week to do it, with Scheffler being up there with that number. So we ended up coming home with that. And we have a few other things on the table as well here as we move along. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe. Let's see. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is your shot. Big Bad Vlad. Two on, one out.
Come
second
on.
Second and third.
Let's go.
Second and third.
Let's
Could
go.
This guy do something? Could this guy do something? He's 0-3 with two Ks. I mean.
And this is what, the eighth, you said?
Bottom of the eighth. One out. 2-1 game. He's already got a 1-2 count on him. And with dead to rights, this guy's dead. This guy's unbelievable. Just amazing. He swings it.
Ottawa
like
almost tied the game at two. Ottawa very close to tying the game there.
He swings his bat like a mallet. Like he can't even get it around. His hips are so stiff. It's like he's swinging like a 50-ounce bat, this guy. Would be nice if he could actually turn on one. I mean, this guy's
would be
a complete,
nice.
This guy's a hack. Really, they should just break the team up. Break it up. Seriously. This guy, 2-2 count. What's he going to do? What's this hack going to do? I back Bo Bichette tonight to hit a home run. Ball three. Can he walk?
Why did you do that?
10-1.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he doesn't hit home runs. What's the deal here? What did Vlad do?
3-2.
He's still. I don't even know if I want you saying that. I might just flip over to it because you have been so bad with this stuff with the ColecoVision the last couple of
days. 4-2 home run, Big Bad Vlad. 4-2.
Did he homer?
He homered. Left center, 404 feet. I told
Let's
you this,
go.
Vlad. I told you this, Vlad.
Come on. Did he really?
Finally. All right, come on
did
now.
Did he really?
He did. I wouldn't do that.
Let's go.
You. Could Bo Bichette homer? Could Boston tie this game up?
Yeah, could we get Duran?
Yeah, that'd be great. This Hardaway, you want to talk? And now I'm pot committed on this Carl Anthony Towns. This guy's getting lucky if he gets two more
points. Ring the bell, baby.
Ring the bell. It was a good pick by you. I mean, as you know, this team looks to score so late every time. I mean,
we want Boston to tie it now. Can we get Duran up? We need Duran.
I mean, here we go with the Phillies. I mean, dead to rights.
Can the Phillies tie it?
You're asking for a lot. I mean, you know, you're asking for a lot.
Big bad Vlad.
Yeah.
We have a few games, Joe, on the table for tonight, including the Nuggets and the Clippers. Now, I know we did the Harden for 20. Are we going to do a usual, like just a something for that game by itself or what? Or is that it? You don't want to root for anything else besides Harden for 20 points.
No, I mean, I already have that. Harden for 20 with the two overs.
All right, fine. We'll pass tonight. We'll pass on the SGP. Usually do the SGP. We'll pass on it.
No. Right. We'll do it.
We'll pass on it tonight. We'll pass on it tonight.
Stop. Don't be like that.
We'll pass on it tonight.
No, I guess
you've been getting beat around too much with it. You've been getting beat around, left at the table.
What are you talking about? I won earlier in the week on it. You forgot?
You know, and you shouldn't have a problem.
I have a problem with you. Your picks. Pick Norm Powell cost us this week.
And I told you to do more bounds with Gobert last night.
No, you didn't. You did not. You said, now you want to go back to the bounds? When I said it, it was no good. I said, well, because I capped it. That's right. The guy, we could have doubled.
You believe the guy had 24 bounds. 20 bounds.
Incredible.
That's how it goes. Toronto trying to extend here. They got all kinds of pressure on Ottawa. 12 minutes to go in the third. Trying to put the finishing touches on this series. Ottawa trying to force a seventh game after being down 3-0. They would only be the 11th team to ever do that, Joe. To force the seventh game in the NHL down 3-0. Four have won, come back and done it. The other six have lost. Oh, what a shot just missed. Come on, Joe. Need the Leafs here. We're on the Leafs.
This cat, Carver, we're dead to rights with this guy. He's got 9 points.
It was a completely hump play. It's just no good. It is what it is. It's Brunson's such a pig that you just can't. There's nothing you know. He doesn't just.
How about this
no
Anobi? Anobi's got 19.
Yeah. But those are usually the nights they win. When OG's having a big night, they usually win. So they're going to win the game. But I got to watch the end of the hockey over there. I'm going to go get the second screen on the next break.
You don't think Carl Anthony Towns has any shot to get 16 points the rest of the way?
I wouldn't say he doesn't have any shot. Can Brunson like leave the game and get hurt?
Brunson with 25. He's taken 10 of 16 shots.
He's going to be a total pig, this Brunson. Total pig. Can't get anywhere around him. Who do you like in the late night hockey games? Dallas and Colorado? I think Colorado wins.
I like the over.
I want LA to beat Edmonton, but I don't know if I can trust it, Joe. I don't think they can do it. I think they've completely let go of the rope in this series.
You were right with Winnipeg last night. I was dead wrong. Jets.
I was right with Winnipeg last night. They smashed them. Completely smashed them, Joe.
You want to take McDavid for two goals?
Two goals you want to go with? Two goals? All right, what is the number right now? What is he for two, Joe?
I'm going to give it to you. I got it. It's all right. I got it. Okay? Goals. McDavid. Two goals. You ready?
Yeah,
10 to 1.
10 to 1 for two?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I always say to you, Joe, two is better than one. So I'm hoping that it's two. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do here on this hour. On the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Power play here for Ottawa, Joe, with 9 minutes left in this game. Big opportunity for the Sens to maybe tie this thing up against Toronto. Meanwhile, Vegas took a 2-1 lead on Minnesota. They are in the latter stages of the second period there. Of course, you have the two other games coming up later tonight. Are we doing McDavid?
Yeah, I'll throw it in with something. I don't know.
You want to put it with Kawhi boards?
No. No.
No. So this is just, now you're just out of spite now, huh? You're just not going to...
I'm just not in a good mood. These baseball games were dead unders. Is the Phillies done? Yeah, Phillies are toast. One out for the Red Sox, fighting for their lives here. Ah, boy.
They got anyone on?
Big bad Vlad, huh? Unbelievable.
Ring the bell, baby. Ring the bell. Well, you said it was a good shot, too. Let me get a look at this big bad Vlad shot that he hit. Look at this. Oh, no doubter, Joe. Big bad Vlad deep into seats.
No doubt about it.
That was a no doubt about it.
We get guys on. I don't even know who we're rooting for. I don't even know what I need right now. I need a miracle. Miracle at the Meadowlands.
I need Duran to get up, and that's not going to happen. Unfortunately. If it gets back around to Duran, I'll be rooting. I mean, I'll try root it in for you anyway, but
Duran to be left at the altar in this with this Carl Anthony Towns is like, I mean, the guy's not even going to get to 10 points at this rate. I mean, this guy's got 9 points. He hasn't even shot.
Oh, Ottawa ties it, Joe. Over the shoulder, into the net. 2-2. Ottawa goal. Wow. Wow, listen to that. Matias on the Sens here.
All right.
Let's go, baby. Plus 250 after the second period in the break. We took a shot. Now we got to finish him off. Let's go.
Look at the kid. Took a shot, Joe. Ottawa
fighting for their lives.
You know what else he did? Kept it under the hat.
Yeah.
Under the hat. Didn't let anyone know about
after,
that.
Yeah, he waited till after it was in already. Nice job by him.
Would we have heard about it if it didn't hit? Probably not.
I think the tone of my voice No, hey, don't say that. I remember when Tampa was down. I told you when Tampa was down. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes today. I had to keep a professional in the loop, straight to business. But now that we have things fixed, I can let go of some emotion, baby. Let's go. Don't root it out. Root it in.
Tampa.
Come on.
What's he talking about, Tampa?
Kept it professional. You sent me all those duck videos today. Well, what do you mean keep it professional? I got all the duck paraphernalia for you today.
Oh, you're in with Matias's private link there. You and him have a little.
No, it's an NHL thing. It's an NHL thing. I'm a duck fan. You know, with a bunch of ducks. We're born
during the football season.
In the backyard.
Must be nice.
I text you all the time, Joe. I text you all the time.
Best friend. New best friend. Look at that. Okay.
Right. I'll send you duck videos too, Joe. I'll send you the duck videos too.
Matias got invited to the communion party. Must be nice.
No, there's nobody going. Nobody's going. There's nobody going.
You wrote this in, again, more money on this cat. This guy's stuck in quicksand. I mean, the guy's
We're
got
done
two
with
points.
Cat. Cat's got, you know what cat's got, Joe? No shot. He got no shot. I mean, I'm watching this guy. He's just, there's just nothing happening here. Hey, really good number tonight. He's 0 for 7 against him in his career, but still. This, forget the cognac, get the moniac, is plus 750. Forget the cognac.
You want to talk about laying a dud? This guy, Tim Hardaway Jr., 1 of 8 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. Like seriously, wake up. You call that a gutty effort? You hack? Like, really? I mean, really? What are we doing here?
You're upset about this.
Yeah, I'm upset. Guy's got no shot. Guy started slow, and he's stuck in neutral. You don't care.
Man,
see, again,
how about
I'm talking
the,
to myself.
Rangers are sending the burger time to the AAA?
He sucks. Let's be honest. Yeah, you and this burger time. Burger time! Burger time! Guy's completely gutless.
Yankees
completely.
Should pick him up. Burger time.
Why?
Yankees could use some right-handed hack who just strikes out and hits homers like the rest of them. They could use it. You could use it. You want to go to this? We'll play this Ramos tonight for the Giants. Ramos, I'm on already, and Chapman. How about this Ohapi for the Angels? Want to play the Ohapi?
With what? What do you want to do with that?
Ohapi. How about Ohapi in the Angel game?
Yeah.
Man, I'd like to put it with this Toglia for Colorado, but I don't know if I want to go after Verlander. Where's Let's do it with Ramos, Joe. I feel good about this Ramos tonight. Or Chapman.
All right, we'll see. You feel good about this Ramos, huh?
Ramos or Chapman, Joe? Actually, you know what? I'll do one with Ramos and one with Chapman. We'll put the Ohapi in there. Ohapi. I'm upset. Ohapi. There's been no taters here in the night session. We got to get a couple of this late night games. I know it's not ideal to be in San Francisco, but we got to give it a shot. Carver and Lisa Sportsman Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Seeking the truth never gets old.
Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Here with you. All right, Joe. So Toronto responds after Ottawa had tied the game up. Right now, there's 4 minutes left. 3-2 Leafs. It was Matthews. Oh, no, Matthews had the first. Pacioretty. Wow, Pacioretty with the goal that put them ahead here. So 3-2 Toronto. Knicks now have extended out to 91-79. Now, here's the difference tonight, Joe, from the rest of this series. The Knicks in the first five games were awful in the third quarter and always had themselves down going into the fourth. Looks like tonight they've got a chance to actually have a nice lead going into the fourth quarter. We'll see if that serves them well here. Cat with nine still. Meanwhile, this Brunson's got 30.
It's just crazy. Carver.
Beasley hasn't hit a three in the second half after six in the first half.
Unbelievable. Just amazing, isn't it?
It actually kind of is. I think it actually is kind of crazy, Joe. Very much so, kind of crazy. It's too bad you can't put it with the Derby.
You want to put it with the Derby?
Well, you can't. I mean, I'm saying it's too bad you can't put it with the Derby.
Nah, I don't want to put it with the Derby. You know what I might want to put
it with? Joe wants the horses to live on their own separate island. He doesn't want to mix and match that with anything else. Horses are on their own.
Do the Avalanche have a good shot to make the conference? They're tied or they're down 3-2 to Dallas?
They're down 3-2.
I like them tonight. I think they push a game seven. They're 6-1 to win the West.
I like them tonight too.
They're 6-1 to win the West.
Okay, what do you want to put it with?
I'm putting together a wheel play here.
How about we put it with? Can we put it with Indiana for the series against Cleveland?
No.
It doesn't let you?
I got. Look at this. Look at this.
Or are you saying no as in you don't want to do that? Or are you saying no as in it won't let you?
They're real scuzz. Hang on.
Which is it?
I'm looking. They don't let you put it. Look at this. All right.
Yeah, all right.
They
want to
play. They're gutless. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm throwing them a curveball.
How about Indiana to win the East?
Here's what I put. You ready? I got two wheel plays.
Sure.
Colorado to win the West. Avalanche.
All right.
Denver Nuggets to win the West. Eagles to win the NFC and Georgia to win the Natty. 25 pays 99,000. I put it in.
Have fun. I'm not getting involved with the football right now.
You stick to what you do best. That's my baby. Don't worry about the football. You stick to the golf and all the tertiary sports.
I'm eventually gonna start.
I don't want you thinking about football right now. Your mind is completely on the green. I do the football show every day on the radio. I'm just saying, stick to what you do well. That's, you know, Hoey and what's his name? Sam Shade or whatever. You know, the golfer, you know.
Who?
Lee Stevens or whatever his name
Sam,
is.
Sam Stevens. Don't call me Ben Stevens.
Yeah, that guy. And, you know, do what you do well. You know, Billy Horschel, Tony Finau. You know, the empty net
for Ottawa here, Joe. 2 minutes to go. Empty net for the Sens.
Stick to where I got it on. I got it on.
Turn it off. No. You haven't been here all night. Don't come in now.
I got it on.
No, don't you come in over the top and Billy Club everybody here.
Is it a goal?
That's not right. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You got this. All right. This live golf starting in a half an hour too, Joe. They're in.
Look at the hairline.
They're in South Korea.
You get me in on these overnight golf things. Like, all I do is deposit money for these things for you. Could we get where we could get collateral back? Could we actually make money tonight? You're all over the place. You pulled this in on this cat. I told you I was already committed. The guy has scored 2 points in the second half.
We're out on Cat, Joe. It's pretty clear. We're not going to get Cat. Cat's not coming home. Okay? There's just nothing happening with Cat. So you don't even waste your time on it anymore. Okay?
Guy hasn't shot in the third quarter. How is that possible? This Mikhail Bridges took 15 shots. How does the big man only get 8 shots?
Toronto wins it, Joe. 4-2 over Ottawa. They got an empty netter and they just finished it off. So Toronto moves on. They will face Florida in the second round. Vinny Viola.
They're going to get smashed. This is exactly what happened a couple of years ago. They're going to get smashed. They got, look at me.
Smashed.
No shot. Man. They got no shot. No shot.
Wow.
And it's 6 or less. 6 or less. I'm the hockey guy. I'm the hockey guy.
Very interesting. No shot.
No shot. In order to be Florida, you know what you need? You know what you need? Look at me. I'm talking to you. Heart of a lion. Something that this team has failed time and time and time again. You need heart of a lion. You know who can beat? You know who can beat Florida?
I can't wait to hear this. There's nobody in the East left, in my opinion, that can beat Florida.
Oh, really? Interesting.
There's teams in the West that can.
You
Knicks up 11 at the end of the third quarter, 96-85. 96-85, Knicks.
All right. Okay. Right. Wonderful. So the Panthers will face
Toronto.
I'm going to tell you who the Panthers will struggle with.
Don't waste your time.
Hurricanes.
No shot.
Heart of a lion.
They have no heart at all. Heart of a lion. They have let everyone down year after year after year after year. Favorites
Carolina,
every year the last
Carolina,
4 years.
Not favorites
every
this year.
They
not favorites
yak
this
all
year.
Over themselves.
Not favorites.
Joe, they were the favorites yesterday. They're one of the favorites, Joe. They're not the favorite. They're one of the two, three favorites. They're a favorite.
There's only 4 teams left, guy. What do you mean, no?
Joe, they yak on themselves every year. You can't back Carolina. You're going to back Carolina?
I'll back Carolina.
I'm going after you. Washington, this series. They'll take them down.
And there you
Ovi,
go. It went off
magic
early.
Magic carpet
it
ride.
It went off early. I could jump through the screen and choke you out WWE side. You're always going after me. You give me no respect for the hockey. No respect.
I give you no respect for the hockey. Carolina's not, they will not beat Florida. And they might not even beat Washington.
Toronto does.
I give Toronto a better chance to beat Florida than Carolina. In fact, I'll go you one further. Toronto will go at least six games with Florida. That's more than they went with Tampa, who's a better team. Toronto will go six games
with Tampa again. Hey, you're pumping Tampa. You couldn't wait to bash them a couple of years ago. All of a sudden, you're on them.
Toronto will give Florida a hard time.
That's it. That's it.
Carolina's
going
to lose to Washington.
Got Billy Russo
Carolina
upset. I got Billy Russo upset. That's right. I'm Melrose. Minus the mullet. You want to come after me with the hockey? Let's do it.
I will.
Come on. I'm taking Carolina over over Ovechkin. I'm taking Carolina over Ovechkin. Okay? What are you going to say now?
I'm taking Washington. That's all I could say to you, is I'm taking Washington. That's it. There's nothing else
I
can
say. Now I know I have life. You like the other side? I got a good, really good shot. Got a good shot. I feel strong. You feel, you happy now? Now we're against each other. You did it. You couldn't even last 2 hours.
I try to do something so that we're all on the same page. And you never want to do that. I make the suggestions, you knock them down. Let's get together on this. No, I'm already on that. Let's get together over here. No, I'm already over there. I'm zigging, you're zagging. That's how you want to play it.
Because you're just going with the crowd. You always go with the crowd.
How am I going with the crowd? The whole world's on Carolina. You're going with the crowd. Everybody loves Carolina.
Where?
Everybody.
Give me somebody. Give me somebody that likes Carolina. Give me somebody.
I'll give you the numbers, Joe. You want the numbers? I'll give you the numbers.
Yeah, I want the
numbers. You want charts
and
graphs? I'll give you charts and graphs. No, I'm going to give you the charts and graphs.
Give me the charts and
graphs. Let's get this here, Joe. I'm getting it. Don't worry. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. I got it. Scroll down a little bit here.
Yeah, give me the numbers. 2-1 nights. 2-1 nights.
Yep. Let's go. Let's see. Where's my board from the other day?
Yeah, what are you, Kuiper?
Here we go.
Mel's big board? What do you got? Get the big
here
board
out.
Here we go.
Out. Odds to win Eastern Conference. Ready?
Yeah.
Highest handle percentage. Money. Highest handle percentage. 37.3%. Carolina. Highest ticket percentage. 16.5%. Carolina. Everyone's on Carolina, just like you. You're with the crowd, buddy. Joe Poe, they call you around here. Joe Public. Riding with Carolina. Joe Public. That's what they call you.
Sometimes those charts and graphs are right.
And I know. It bothers you because you hate when you're on that side. You hate when you're on the side that everybody's on. And guess what? You can't back down now because you did all the talking without knowing the numbers. So now you're stuck to it. You got to stick to your guns now and you got to stay with them. You and everybody else.
All right.
You
I'll
and
will
Joe
them.
Poe.
I, that's all right.
You
my positivity could will
Joe
them to
Poe.
The East. We could will them to the East. I believe.
We'll
I'll take on mountains. You know, the biggest thing now, the biggest thing is the gorilla versus the 100 men. I'll be the gorilla. I'll be the gorilla. Okay?
Sure.
Well, what was it? What did George, was it that? Was it that if 100 men can beat up a gorilla? Or
yeah,
what
I
Kittle,
saw. I've been seeing that around the
and
last
And what did
evening.
Kittle say? Kittle, no, Kittle's was what? A black bear versus a gorilla?
I don't know.
He brought that up in the press conference. He brought that up in the press conference.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, I know I missed a few things here today, Joe, but we spend a lot of time watching games and whatnot, doing everything. And it's not as slow a time as it usually is for me and you to go through, you know, news of your items or things like that. They cross the desk throughout the day. But I just saw this from earlier, and I didn't even realize that, but I have to. Did you see that the Pacers told Halliburton's dad he can't come to the games anymore?
Go, yeah. Yeah,
did you see that?
So do they feel that he initiated that argument with Giannis?
Here's what I'm thinking, because when we got off last night, I was doing some things for the Coast to Coast the next day, and I was watching the Lakers, and I was doing, and I saw that the dad, you know, you would think that after what happened the other night, which was supposed to, you know, a great moment for Tyrese, and he had a huge night, and he had the game-winning bucket. It should have been about him. And it ended up being about his dad and him having to ask the questions about his dad. You would think after all that, the dad would have laid low, right? The dad would lay low, not saying. The guy was on local TV in Indiana last night doing interviews, talking about what Giannis said to him, blah, blah, blah. I think this was a response to more that than what happened on the court. I think that he probably told the team, I told my dad to shut up, to stay out of it, da, da, da. And then they saw him running around on news stations last night, making it more about him. And then they said, you know what? We're cutting this guy out. Get him out of here. Chop him. Now, a couple guys are making a good point, which I do agree with. That's, you know, it's a dangerous ground, Joe, because you don't really, you know what Halliburton said about his dad, you know, he's in the wrong, he's in that, but that's the kind of thing that down the road, when it's contract time and things like that, you know, you threw my dad out of the arena, that stuff could come into play. But I don't blame them, Joe, because I was stunned that he went and ran and started doing interviews all over the place after what happened the other night. Stunned.
Yeah, crazy, right? So you think it was almost like, he wanted the fame. He wanted to collect his 15 minutes of fame.
Yep. And then the Pacers said, all right, you want to go do interviews?
Chopped.
You're not coming to games anymore.
Chopped.
You know, Tyrese probably told the team that night, I'll handle my dad. He's wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then he's running around, still running. I mean, just why wouldn't you lay low? Just hang out at the house. And like, what? It's amazing, Joe. It really is. It's amazing. Now, I'm not, remember something, that's my theory, everybody. There's nothing anywhere that says the Pacers chopped him because he went and did an interview on their local TV station. That's me. I saw that last night, and I said, what is this guy doing? Why wouldn't you just stay away from a camera for a little while? Stay away from sitting in the front row. They don't have a box upstairs, Joe. You tell me Halliburton can't get him a luxury suite upstairs? I mean, get him the burgers and the dogs and a cooler of beer. Like, what do we got to, maybe not plaster him in the front row and doing television interviews? It's amazing, like you said. It's just amazing. Like, what?
Crazy.
I don't know.
It's nuts. All right, we'll see what happens, though. Let's see what happens with him.
Chopped! Send him out.
Yeah. Smart and slow in his baseball games. Bottom one already. Angels and
all right,
Tigers.
Let's get this O'Hoppy. Maybe the O'Hoppy can go deep here.
Who's the O'Hoppy?
O'Hoppy.
This knee goes up. All right, we got a runner on in Colorado. All right, there we go.
All right.
All right, there we go. Toglia's up. Could
let's
he go?
Go. I got Toglia. And let's go. Put him in the seats. Put it in the water out there in right field.
Come
Let's
on,
go.
Could he turn on one? Come on, sit that red kid. This Verlander, come on. He's throwing flat balls. Flat balls, they're flat. No movement.
I hope you're right. I'd love to see that. Now, San Francisco is the toughest place that Shane was testing me to. And I knew that, obviously, it's the hardest place to get homers in, or Oracle in San Francisco. It's a tough park for homers. But there's no other game, so we're pigs. We have to go after it anyway. We don't care. We go after it either way.
We have a choice. So. We have a choice.
No, we're gluttons. So we're just gonna keep going.
I look at the games today. I didn't take the Chicago game. If I would have just,
things could open up. Things could open up tomorrow night.
Well, what's tomorrow night?
Baseball. Things could open up in a big way.
I think I'm just jumping on the Braves total. I think I'm just blindly betting the Braves over.
They locked it with Toglia. Did he do anything? They locked it on FanDuel. Oh. They locked it.
Oh.
Did he get one?
I'm telling you, hang on. They caught the guy stealing.
That's just misery.
Come on, with the why are we stealing in the first inning? Like, come on.
Nats and Reds with an 8.5 on Friday in Cincinnati. Padres, Pirates, Cease Keller, 7.5.
I don't like that game.
Here's a good one. Merrill Lynch, Kelly, and the Diamondbacks in Philly with a flat 9. This Lizardo's going for the Phillies, who's been good. Oh, light the match. Waka and the Dean Kramer in Baltimore. 9.5. They've got it sitting at right now. Up and away.
You're going to get me. I'll tell you the overs I like now. You ready?
Yeah.
You might get me in on this Reds now. This Red game, it's an early start, too. 6:10. I like the Braves Dodgers, whatever that total is. Give me that.
You're going to go like after it's 9, even with Yamamoto on the mound. It's a 9.
I'm going to go after it. And I like the Astros White Sox.
I thought you were going after Sonny Gray. Thought you were going to go after Sonny Gray.
Yeah, but he's at home. I don't like the fact that it's the Mets.
Didn't the Mets beat him up last time at Citi Field?
They beat him up on Easter. Beat him up on Easter.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let me tell you, Joe, things have changed fast in Detroit. Knicks looked like they had a comfortable 10-point lead, and the Pistons just completely blitzed them the last couple minutes. Now tied at 103 with 6 minutes to go. I just saw Hardaway make a three, but I guess that was his first one. So he's got 1-3. Hardaway did hit one.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy?
He hasn't hit one since.
I mean, yeah, Towns took two shots.
Completely gutless. Stuck in.
I mean, you got to be. You're a big man.
Well, because look at how many. I mean, Brunson's taking 23 shots. You guys, you know, he's just. And you know he's going to take even more these last 6 minutes. Total pig.
Man. I told you Detroit was the side today. Should have bet them when they were down 10. Oh, man. What are you shaking your head? No. This baseball,
I don't want to hear about it. I told you Detroit was the side. I don't want to hear it.
Unders. Here we go. No runners on. We're already flying through this Detroit game here. Two outs already, top two. I mean, like, really.
It's all right. Like, don't talk it down.
1-0 San Fran. 1-0 San Fran.
Was it Ramos?
No, it wasn't a homer. There's a guy on first. Adamas singled.
Like, gotta be kidding me here. Ramos homered to center, it says here. It says Ramos. Why does ESPN say Ramos? I got it here. It was Ramos, Joe. I told you it was Ramos. It was Ramos tonight, Joe. It was his night. Ring the bell again.
Ding, ding.
Plus 630 for Ramos. I said it, Joe. I said Ramos tonight. Not you. Me. I said Ramos.
Yeah, tonight I hate your guts right now. Yeah, I love you. I love you, but I hate you right now. Because I need runs in this Detroit game.
I said it.
You know what? I hope the Pistons boat raced them in the final 6 minutes. I hope they win going away by 10. Okay.
That doesn't matter as much to me. It doesn't mean as
yeah,
much to me.
I just want to, I want it to pinch a little. I want it to pinch a little bit tonight.
Oh, this Ramos.
Just get us off air tonight. Just get us off air tonight. That's it.
Unbelievable.
It was Ramos. There's Billy Roos. Billy Russo's all over your side tonight. He loves you. That's it.
It's Tater. He knows Tater time,
and
baby.
I was being facetious. Ramos, let's go. Let's go. Everybody's on Ramos except me.
Can we get the O'Hoppy? What about O'Hoppy?
Yeah.
Miss O'Hoppy, Homer?
Yeah. Get the O'Hoppy. Get the O'Hoppy. Yep.
Vegas on the power play, 2-1 with 7.5 to go. They're trying to close out Minnesota.
Does this Trout do anything? Does this Trout do anything?
Is he even playing?
Not tonight. But I'm
saying, got hurt yesterday. Remember, he left the game.
That guy always gets hurt. I always gets hurt. Always.
All right, O'Hoppy's coming up, Joe. Can we get the O'Hoppy?
I'll take anybody, Carver. O'Hoppy, Adele, Paris, Newman. I don't care. Could they? Could anybody step up?
What time's that Warrior game tomorrow night?
I think we're at 9:30.
9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock flat. So we got when we come on tomorrow night, we'll get something for the
big show tomorrow. Big show. First hour, all basketball and baseball. Second hour, at least the first half is all derby.
I'm going to give you a lot of derby time tomorrow, Joe. Don't worry. A lot of derby time. Is there a fight this weekend? Has Matias got fight picks? Is there a fight worth its salt this week?
We got fight picks? He's out to lunch. He's out to lunch. Don't worry about it.
He's busy.
He's got his hands full.
Oh, jeez. I mean, look at this card. The Sandhagen against Figueredo. Bo Nickel's fighting. Remember I told you this? Bo Nickel.
Big Bo.
Danny Rodriguez. The Smotherman. Cameron Smotherman on the card. Big fight night card. We'll get some picks from you. Right. Joe, great job as always. 103-103, Knicks and the Pistons. Just under 6 minutes to go. Wilder down 2-1. Vegas up 2-1. Looking to shut them out here. You got two more late night hockey games. You got the Clippers as well. Enjoy it. Cash some tickets, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a good night.